Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to talk about vetting to invest. I guess this can go into the sexual politics category that I usually speak upon. Sexual politics meaning the use of sexual attraction, sexual connection, mating behaviors and strategies amongst men and women in order to achieve the highest leverage of influence over the other mate, or the interplay between those things, which is an underlying factor of pretty much everything that drives society. Anyway, thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the whole vetting piece. Right now, we live in a high option, high activity society between men and women. All things intent, on basically the surface level of things, things are pretty equal, or what I really would say, it's pretty structured to be pretty equal between men and women. You got your free will, you got your choices. Now, what I will say, many different opportunities are available, but the consequence structure is very, very slighted towards men. Don't really want to get into too much of debate about it. However, I would say, as a man that has lived in this environment, amongst other men who's lived in this environment, yes, there is a starker consequence structure for the same freedoms of choice. Anyway, me and a good friend got into a conversation about people's personal characters and what happens when the individual gets a taste of power, the ability to do something to their will and to their desire, and how does that affect their decisions and behavior, especially when it comes to dealing with other people. And of course, we came to the conclusion that most people do not have the integrity structure to handle that level of power. They will get drunk with taking advantage of the situation, which some people would simply call pure human nature. They are the relative strong in the environment. Therefore, they could just continue to impose their will unabetted until either somebody stops them who has a stronger will, or the sequence of all their different choices in exerting their power come back to trap them in their issues. So what does this have to do with sexual politics and vetting? Well, again, we live in a very, very free-flowing, high-activity, high-option society. And what we're finding is a lot of women get cognitive dissonance because it's what's called, what I call like a grocery store mentality. It's hard for them to make a decision on one or a few men in their circle because all these men represent different attributes and different benefits. And it's fun while it lasts in managing the juggling and the rotation of it all. But as their environment gets more competitive with the men's options in the younger women, their setups start to fall apart. And they start to look for a different type of man who will tolerate more and give more and things like that. Although the key missing factor in that is that they don't really respect these men. These are second tier men, second, third tier men, things like that. And so the message is really for the men who find themselves in this situation where you are the proverbial fallback guy, or you're the man that's expected to do more for less of her, be it her attention, her desire, her whatever that you would want from her, which leads to the point of vetting. I guess the first point of vetting is you need to decide what you want out of the woman or women in your life. So serious to the point, you may sit down and actually write it out. I want this, that, this, that, this, that, this, that for my woman. And honestly, the only unrealistic expectation or the unrealistic desire that you will want from a woman or woman in your life is the one that leaves you frustrated, overly frustrated because you can't get it out of any other woman. Although you may have to compromise on it to have a woman, but at the same time you compromise too much, and all that compromise will undermine the other things that you want from that woman. You have to figure out and develop a process by which vetting. A lot of the vetting really can come from observation and conversation, meaning watching her actions, watching her responses to who you are, and also conversation. Conversation could go one or two ways, meaning when you have an actual conversation, you hear actual conversation, you're going to hear about her remark about certain behaviors and likes that she has, things like that. And it serves you to remember those things because over time they become a point of reference as to is she really incongruent with what she's been saying, or is she most likely not congruent with what she's saying? And so when after observation and conversation, and also you can't deny it, sexual connection too, the sexual compatibility aspect. Is she open to you? Is she easily pleasured by you? Or does it take a lot of work to pleasure her? Oftentimes taking a lot of work to pleasure a woman is something to take note. It means that oftentimes there's some type of mental blockages that you could or could not be a factor of in her being pleasured. Something about her not feeling good about herself, not feeling good about you, because a lot of it is about the feelings and the emotions. So yes, it may not be your first level of vetting to actually have sex with a woman, but it's got to be in there somewhere. You got to have trials, man, especially for people that you're going to go long term with. Indeed. So conversation, observation, and as well as just watching her moves, watching her tendencies, watching her, behavior patterns around pretty much everything. Eat, dress, live, all that stuff. as time goes by, you know, you're not always around her like a hawk, but you can be available or around and just pick up little clues. And once you do, as you do that, you okay, you put a profile basically for this person in your mind, on paper, whatever. And you try to ease your certain biases, you know, the emotional, your raw attraction, things like that, and try to see the situation for what it is. And vetting is necessary in the age of low accountability and high freedom, especially for the women. And so that time, that effort is an investment. So what are good investments? Good investments are things that you can put a certain amount of resource in, and it creates a more of an abundance of resources or abilities for you. In the money world, that's, you know, starting with your startup capital and using that to prime a business or an investment that can give you ideally strong residuals, strong value, things like that over time. Same thing with the vetting. All of that capital that you put in, the time, the conversations, the observations, the testing for sexual compatibility, all of that, and the experiences, and seeing if that expands into something more, much more compatible and beneficial, or if it comes with too many liabilities to it. And that's basically what it is. That is why vetting is investing. But just like investing, your vetting has to have due diligence points put into it. It does have to have a checklist. It does have to have what if scenarios. It does have to have an exit strategy should you find that it's too much of a loss and you have to cut losses. These are things that are one of the most major investments in your life is in intimate mates, because these situations can either help bolster or break down the other things in your life, from your health to your wealth, sense of being, sense of peace of mind, things like that. So it is very important. And it's also something that most of us, if not all of us, desire on a certain level, from our pure natural state to, I guess, our social or our cultural expectations of successfully navigating connections with mates and people and things like that. However, in our post-industrial high options, low obligations culture that we're forming and we exist upon, you don't hear about vetting too much, because vetting sounds like too much of a judgmental process. But the truth is, we all judge to a certain extent our situations and the people that we're involved and things like that. It's just that nobody wants to end up on the short end of the judgments. But that's what I wanted to leave with you all today. Vetting. It's an investment. It's a process. And it's a necessary process. That's pretty much what I have to say about it. All right. Well, until next time, this has been A8 Real Talk with AH3. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for Podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.